Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of Truth Talk Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Paul Webster, from hailing from Brantford, Ontario, Canada. And sitting here with me is Chance George, fellow, quote, conspiracy theorist. And, wow, we can hear the lag in the other room already as we're using this new interface via the interweb. The lag in the other room, thank goodness we went to the next room, because the lag, I tell you folks, is about 10 seconds behind. So I can hear myself in the next room. It's quite comical anyways. Anyways, the topic of focus for the week, is there such things as the bad things happening in the world? Is there any truth to these conspiracy theorist ideas? And what is the meaning of the word conspiracy? You know, its actual definition, the way it's conceived to the general masses. Anyways, you people are all welcome to call in. We got tons of clips. We got the document cams, shots, and all kinds of neat things. We're learning the system, and who knows how it'll go. But call in, and let's argue.
All right, on our first edition, we might as well start explaining what the actual word conspiracy theory means. By actual definition, a conspiracy is an evil, unlawful, treacherous, or what is that word even?
Serpentitious.
A serpentitious plan formulated in secret by two or more persons. Now, I could see how that would be really hard to imagine that there could ever be two or more persons at one place at one time thinking of an evil or unlawful plan. Now, by definition of the word theory, I don't even know why I have to look this up for people. This should be pretty much self-explanatory, but by the definition of theory, which is a set of principles on which a practice and of an activity is based. A theory of education, musical theory. So basically, if you are studying something and you have ideas about it, or you're practicing something in a way, you're using a theory. If you are using a conspiracy by making an evil thought between one or two more persons, you are now guilty of a conspiracy theory. Whenever an event happens, there'll be many opinions. If I see an event that happens and I come up with my opinion, I have a conspiracy theory if it's about two or more people committing an unlawful event. It may be completely different from Paul's conspiracy theory, but there is a conspiracy if I think two or more people are colluding on an event.
So why are we going off about this? You're probably asking why. You already know what the word conspiracy theory means and the words mean together and everything else. You know what this means, but why are we asking this? Because every time over the last 7 years for me, 10 for Chance or 12 for Chance, I don't know, but in the last half decade for me or so, I've learned a lot of stuff about things thanks to the internet. And say what you will about the internet, there's a lot of stuff on there that you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, in triplicate, in spades. There's no denying it. Some of it is undeniable. I don't care what it is. Some of it you can prove wrong, and you do. But some stuff is there, and it is in your face, and you can't deny it. In the 70s and the 60s, there were the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists running around with their ideas, which they got out of libraries and books in their brain that worked on it as a computer like it should have back then. And they discovered a lot of things. And they try to tell people, and it's a lot of information to get across to somebody, and it's pretty far-fetched. Although they can prove it by showing them books and articles and documents and magazines, and all you got to do is put it together. Why are we trained? Why do we put up a wall in our heads as soon as you hear the word conspiracy? I proved it again by talking to my friend before I came here. I was telling him I'm going to put a show on, and I said the word conspiracy, and his lips automatically curled upwards in a smile. Now, why would that happen? I pointed at him and I said, why did you just smile? That is a programmed canned response. Why are you automatically, when you hear the word conspiracy, programmed to think it's a joke? Well, there's actual evil going on in the world. We are programmed to smile about it. Now, when the word conspiracy means two people getting together to do bad things, and we, you know, inherently want to be good humans, why do we not care about this? That's what we want to talk about today. That's what we want to call you to call in about. Because I'm trying to talk to somebody, and they know all the scores about football, and they know all the stats about their, but they know nothing about what's running the world. I don't say I do. I'm interested in it. And that's all I want people to do is be interested in it. That's the most important. If everybody knew about a conspiracy, it can't happen. But all everybody does is just put up this mental wall. And we can show you through the scientific method how the wall is put up. And just for instance, the tip of the iceberg is in the 60s, they started a plan where, I'm pretty sure it was the 60s, correct me if I'm wrong, look it up. And I know that there was a plan with the TV to literally brainwash and subliminalize the general public to the point where they're suggestible. And that was the whole idea by the powers that be, the people that have all the money in the world and don't need any more money. Their next 1,000 generations are set. Now think, what would you do then? Okay, how did the Romans control their people? How did anybody ever control every single empire that's ever existed has always sought control of their people. And now all of a sudden, in this day and age, in the smart, quote, smart intellectual day and age, we, the people, decide to not care. That's why. I want to prove what's going through people's minds when we say the word conspiracy. Like I was saying, the tip of the iceberg is where they sat thousands of monkeys all over study, over study, over study, 100 at a time or whatever it was, with things all over their heads, contraptions stuck to their heads, recording brain waves, watching TV. That's what they did. They sat in a room, they're watching single TVs, and the TVs run at, quote, flicker rates. the flicker rates work in a hypnotic basis, whereas if they're set to a certain flicker rate, you won't pay attention so much. But if it's at a certain flicker rate, you're paying attention, and therefore suggestible. I remember my little brother when he was a little kid watching TV, it'd be the Smurfs or something like that. And I'd say, hey, Mike, what? Mike. No, my brother's name was Mike. The guy in the control room says, what? My brother, Mike. I'm like, hey, Mike. He's watching TV and he can't hear me. He's literally watching TV and he can't hear me. Now, if that's not literal hypnosis, I don't know what it is. And when they put those monkeys on the thing, they didn't put the TVs out until it was hypnosis state. Anyways, call in and let's talk about conspiracy theory. The Wikipedia definition of conspiracy theory explains an event as being as a result of an alleged plot by a covert group or organization, or more broadly, the idea that an important political or social economic events are the products of secret plots that are largely unknown to the general public. Now, is that a plausible thesis? Like, could that ever happen? Is there two or more people in the political system actually trying to gain some kind of control over your life? Or are we just going to not care about that? It boggles my mind that when we can prove it in this day and age with the internet, it's not these crazy people running around at the libraries with all this information in their heads and they can't get it out. It's right in front of our face now. They're going to take our internet away with SOPA and ACTA. And this is our final chance to figure all this crap out. And instead, we know all the stats about our music. Like, I'm guilty. I'll tell you who all the members of Meshuggah are, but I sure can't tell you who all the members of Parliament are, you know? So we're, as a society, doomed if we don't start figuring this stuff out. And that's all I want to say. I want to start waking people up, at least 2%. And that 2% will grow like a ripple in a pond. So anyways, the word conspiracy theory has been trained in our minds over the last 40 years, 50 years. As soon as you hear it, you're to think tinfoil hat, crazy person. There's a million examples of it on TV and The Simpsons. I remember a Simpsons episode where Lisa stood up against the cameras. And they put up the surveillance cameras in town in Springfield, and they had a town meeting, and Lisa stands up and said, "Hey, that's against the Constitution. We have rights." And they all laughed at her, right? And that's a literal mind control to a 6 and 7 year old when the whole town laughs at somebody who wants to stand up for their rights. And we all think that's all, No, they're actually saying that that's happening and it's bad. Not to a 6 and 7 year old. They're seeing the town laugh at the person who's supposed to be smart. You see, there's a disconnect between us and the little people. We see that as, the people that write The Simpsons, Matt Groening and all of them, they know. They're trying to put the message out subliminally to us that we got to start watching out for these cameras. But not the 6 and 7 and 4 and 8 year olds that are watching, and their mom and dad don't explain it to them because they're sitting there having a smoke and a beer or whatever the case is and eating their Hungry Man. overall, the examples, I've queued up a few of how the media can subliminally and on purpose. I believe there's proof of it, and I don't have time to look everything up. But we're all subject to work all day. But there's proof of it, and just before the show, I was able to type in a few things on YouTube, and there they are. And here's, just for instance, here's George W. Bush warning us of conspiracy theories. And think about the president of the United States is saying, do not tolerate conspiracy theories. That means do not look up what happened. Do not listen to anyone else's side. Can you wrap your head around that? Anyways, I'll push play. I'll try and let George Bush speak, and I hope you can hear it, the speaker here. Queuing up modern technology. Modern technology. Oh. Yeah, it's... Okay. Well, I have a clip here, and the title of it... No, there he goes.
Concerning the attacks of September 11th.
Go back a bit there, Georgie. We're going to go back a bit and let you hear him say, do not tolerate conspiracy theories. There we go. And here we go. Oh.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves.
Now, can you believe that? Now, he calls a conspiracy theory, which is by definition, two or more people colluding. Two or more people. Do not tolerate anybody that even thinks that two or more people got together and conspired to do something. Okay? Now here's another. Oh, number to call in before we go to the next clip is 1-347-838-8302. That's 1-347-838-8302. You can call in at any time, and I'll give it a chance here.
Just to back Paul up on some of these random rants that he's going on about that you people may be disbelieving or trying to push aside. When he's talking about flicker rate, if you type into Google, Japan, 14,000 children affected by seizures due to flicker rate, they literally tested out the new Pokemon game. This is one of the games that my children apparently watch all day long, so this generally affects me, is... They were testing it out, trying new flicker rates. In the middle of their flicker rate testing, they hit a flicker rate at a speed that made 14,000 children across Japan go into seizures simultaneously across the nation. I don't know if anybody cares if that would be important or anything, but it just shows you the power of TV. At the same time, you're going into a beta state where your brain is practically sleeping. You're not... basically tearing apart the information like if you're reading a book. You wouldn't be questioning what's being told to you if you're listening to a speech, or you wouldn't be sucking in the information if you were being entertained by something. You were literally going into a sleep state, becoming subject to any subliminal subconscious implement that they put into there, and at the same time that you're subject to all this information that could be just implanted in your brain, you have things like the Bush government, for example, spending $84 billion during his administration putting things onto TV programs. Like, as if we're not broke enough and don't have things to spend money on, we're going to spend money on TV programs.
What kind of things would we put in TV
programs? Well, suggestible events, as in 6 months before 9/11, they put up the show known as The Lone Ranger, is that it? It's a spinoff of The X-Files. The Lone Gunman, that's what it is. The Lone Gunman. Basically, for 6 months before 9/11, the CIA put in propaganda placement where they put an episode actually depicting a plane being hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorist groups and flown into the World Trade Center in New York, only to start a war to further sales of ammunition and oil takeover. If that's not propaganda placement in a TV show, what is? So not only are they making you hypnotized, putting things into your mind, and then sending people out into public to make fun of the only people who aren't watching TV, these crazy conspiracy theorists who are questioning things, questioning that is it possible that two or more people have colluded in an evil event. It kind of like boggles my mind that past conspiracies such as there's no such thing as a mafia. In the early 50s, it was said by J. Edgar Hoover that there is no such thing as organized crime. Does anybody now, looking back on that, think that could be true, that there's no such thing as organized crime?
That was put out to the public. That was put out as a talking point to the public.
If you go back even further, you would be killed to the death if you were to say that the Earth is not flat. Now we've got a flat planet, and if you were to say, you know what, I think I'm going to go for a boat ride, and I'm going to sail all around the planet, they'll kill you, because it's not possible, because it is a flat planet. Now this is hilarious now, it's not even a question, but could you imagine living in times where you'd be put to death for thinking about a conspiracy theory? Paul, what do you got?
So why is it now, though? Why is it now that we believe as a society that everything, like, that's the way it's been, what Chance just said, that's the way it's been for thousands of years, since the beginning of society. The Mesopotamians would kill people for doing bad things against the society. If you stole bread, you're dead, you know? So if someone said you did, you're dead, okay? But why is it now as a society, we are perfect. All of a sudden, there's no bad things going on. And it's all here on the internet. We can absolutely confirm it on the internet. And yeah, that's fine. We can absolutely confirm everything on the internet, and nobody wants to look at it because they're told that conspiracy theories are bad, and you're crazy, and you're automatically, like my brother, you put on a smile. You put on an automatic smile. We can prove, just like trying to talk to my brother when he was watching TV. And he can't even listen because he's on an absolute subliminal state that they programmed and trained their monkeys until they had it down to a home craft. And like Chan said, the kids that died from epileptic seizures from playing Pokemon, and literally they did that on – they didn't try to kill them on purpose. They tried to put them into a subliminal state so they want to play more Pokemon, you see? They play more Pokemon. They play it for hours and hours, and they want to buy the next edition, and they make billions. It's all lobbying and whatnot. Anyways, we had a CSI clip.
How about you cue up the clip in the other room there from the bunker?
Mike, you cue up clip number four.
Number one, sorry.
Cue Howard.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've
got
to get mad.
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
We're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chair, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, that's the mad prophet himself, Howard Beale, from the 1976 classic Network. I know that none of us were alive when that was on TV, but, I mean, it's blatantly in your face, a movie completely telling you that not only is everything on TV a made-up complete lie, but that we have you completely hooked on it. We are completely lying to you. Cue up right away, Network number 2. This one's blatantly telling you about how the TV is made up, lying bullshit.
Starring the mad prophet of the airwaves, Howard Beale.
Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble. So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now, because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network. So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth.
said, man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Anyways, that was Howard Beale from the movie Network. Again, put out in 1976, Before We Were Born, talking all about the New World Order, which, in fact, does exist, people. And if you don't believe it, look it up. Look it up. There's tons of stuff on it. Well, you got the internet. There's about how much time we got left, Mike?
3 minutes.
There's 3 minutes left of the show. I don't think we got time enough to go through everything else. I had a couple more clips loaded up to illustrate how propaganda behavior placement is put into to the media, to the TV, for us to suck up in our subliminal state and then go back out and pair it to our friends and pair it to anybody else that thinks otherwise, because they're trained to think a conspiracy theory is crazy, is nutball talk. Anyways, I was going to go on about how the government just recently in the last couple of months, I don't think it's actually implemented yet, but it's passed in their house, how if you criticize their new carbon tax as a business, if you're a business and you say that the price of the pop just went up by 25 cents or by 50 cents or by whatever, 50%. The price of the food went up by 70% because we are now paying more because of the carbon tax. There is literally a law just put in place that if you put that on your advertisements or you tell your customers that as a vendor, you're going to be charged up to $1 million Australian. I don't know what that works out to be here, but even if that's $100, I don't care. That's wrong. And I'm sure $1 million is more than $100. But that means you're not allowed to say that the government is colluding to take your money. That's just literally. And then so we had George Bush telling you what a conspiracy. You're not allowed to talk about a conspiracy. Let us not tolerate outrageous conspiracy, malicious conspiracy. We have the Australian government. I was going to queue up an episode of CSI where they're sitting around talking about the villain, and he's a quote unconventional college professor that quote teaches his students about fluoride and chemtrails, and the person asks, what are chemtrails? And the guy, they're all cops in a room, and he says chemtrails are what they think is comes out of the back of jet engines or something, and she says fluoridation. Anyways, they go on to call the guy an un-American bastard because he's talking about this. We got 30 seconds left of this broadcast, people, and I just want to thank anyone that's even tuned in or listened for a second. It's been a bunch of rants and going offs, and it's too bad nobody called in, but we'll try and do this a little more often. I'll post it a little beforehand, and we just want to wake up our friends, you know, and we try and tell them, and it doesn't work. So this is Paul signing off.
Yeah, once again, thanks for checking it out. Our whole point is if everyone's no one is ever going to do anything about it. So start here. We're going to do more shows. We'll pick a topic every week. Next week, 9/11. Week after, health, fluoride,
call
genetically
in.
Modified. Call in.
Whatever you want to talk
especially
about.
If you disagree with us. Anything that you think is complete bullshit, and we will try and break it down without calling people names and doing the ad hominem attacks. We'll go through facts, research, share with you. See you again. You can check out our page on our chain on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
See ya.